I assume there are other religious denominations not terribly far from you. Maybe there's a Catholic church down the way and so on. How do people react to your implementation of a monastery compared to the other things they've seen?
Well, most people have no clue what we're doing. Well, I also wanted to say a monastery is where the nuns or the monks live. That's the definition. So when we have this idea of what's this big monastery building, yes, in the past particularly, there were large orders, lots of people living together as a monastery. We use the word monastery in its most basic definition of the place where the nuns live, the house of God, including its church or chapel space for worship. Amigas del Señor is located in the countryside. We're not in a village. We don't have very close neighbors. We're among properties that are large properties where richer people have cattle, and they just have a caretaker living there. So there are at least three properties nearby. So we don't have close neighbors. We don't have people just coming in to join us for worship or see what we're up to. Every so often, someone will come by and visit. Even on our rural road, we're off the road. You have to walk 3 minutes down a rocky footpath to get to the house. We're not very visible, except that one day a week, we go into the town of Limon, which by road is about 4 miles, a hilly hike down our desvío, our dirt road that goes all the way up to the village of La Fortuna. Cars do go up that road if they've got four-wheel drive, and so if there's a car going by, they'll give us a ride. We go down to the main highway, which is a dirt road. They're fixing it up right now. They're putting down gravel. They've actually got a steamroller to flatten it out. It's been in very terrible condition for the last couple of years. Never been in good condition. Then it's a couple miles on the flat to get to the town of Limon, which, as I mentioned, is right on the beach on the Caribbean coast. And so in Limon is a public health clinic, and that is where Sister Alegría had been volunteering for many years, coming down for several months at a time, working full time there even. Now, as a monastery, we go in just one day a week. Sister Alegría gives consults, has, what do you say, doctor visits, mostly with the children patients, as she's a pediatrician, but when there's need, she'll give consults also to people of all ages. And so in the community, we are most often seen when we leave the monastery and go to town. And so most people see us, associate us with the Centro de Salud, the public health clinic, and think of us as healthcare providers. I have no background in healthcare. I have no medical training, just what they've taught me to do at the public health clinic, which is to help out in the pharmacy and to check in patients, to weigh people. I've learned to take blood pressure, and I can fill the prescriptions because we have a small pharmacy right in the clinic. So most people see us as volunteers, as healthcare providers. Actually, people will ask, well, don't they pay you? They should be paying you for doing this. No, they don't pay us. We're volunteers. Well, they ought to pay, or they ought to send a car out. The mayor, he should send a car to bring you in every week because, you know, you're doing good for the community. So most people see us as do-gooders in the community. So when we talk to people, we'll say, yes, actually, we're nuns. Oh, okay. We live in a monastery in La Fortuna. Now, Honduras is generally traditionally a Catholic country, but there are now lots of Protestant denominations. In Spanish, we use the term evangélico. Evangelical essentially means Protestant, non-Catholic Christians. And there is huge division, huge prejudice by the evangelicals against the Catholics. No, we're not Catholics. Catholics are much more open. Yes, we're all Christians. It's the same God we worship. So when we talk to Catholics, they're very accepting. Okay, so you're nuns. That's great. It's so nice to have nuns in our community. It's good to have women who are serving God. Among Protestants and evangelicals, we get a much more mixed response. Some people are quite happy to know that there are women praying, serving God in their life. Other people are like, what is this monastic life? You guys are celibate? You know the Bible says that men and women were made to get married and have children. We're supposed to fill the earth. And so that's the biggest...
So I answer, the earth is filled.
Good point. Very good point. I think it makes all the difference.